The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter number 10, text number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on November 18th, 2015, in Vrindavan, India.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Tranja Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Tranja Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya
Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Prema
Amara
Taro
Priyan Saka Rupan Bhakta Ganan Krishna Prema Pala Pradan Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prema Mara Taro Priyan Shaka Rupan Bhakta Ganan Krishna Prema Pala Pradan Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prema Mara Taro Priyan Shaka Rupan Bhakta Ganan Krishna Prema Pala Pradan Vande, I offer my obeisances. Shri Krishna Chaitanya to Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Amara Taro of the eternal tree full of love of Godhead. Priyan, those who are devotees. Shakarupan, represented as branches. Bhaktaganan, all the devotees. Krishna Prema, of love of Krishna. Pala, of the fruit. Pradan, the givers. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I offer my obeisances to all the dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the eternal tree of love of Godhead. I offer my respects to all the branches of the tree, the devotees of the Lord who distribute the fruit of love of Krishna. Purport. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami sets the example of offering obeisances to all the preacher devotees of Lord Chaitanya without distinction as to higher and lower. Unfortunately, at present there are many foolish so-called devotees of Lord Chaitanya who make such distinctions. For example, the title Prabhupada is offered to a spiritual master, especially to a distinguished spiritual master such as Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada, or Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada. When our disciples similarly wanted to address their spiritual master as Prabhupada, some foolish people became envious, not considering the propaganda work of the Hare Krishna movement. Simply because the disciples addressed their spiritual master as Prabhupada, they became so envious that they formed a faction along with other envious persons to minimize the value of the Krishna consciousness movement. To chastise such fools, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very frankly says, Keha Karibare Nare Jeshta Lagu Krama. Anyone who is a bona fide preacher of the cult of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be respectful to the real devotees of Lord Chaitanya. One should not be envious, considering one preacher to be very great and another to be very lowly. This is a material distinction that has no place on the platform of spiritual activities. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami therefore offers equal respect to all the preachers of the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are compared to the branches of the tree. ISKCON is one of these branches, and it should therefore be respected by all sincere devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadesha Tarine. So we see there sometimes is a tendency amongst Vaishnavas to become envious of someone who is becoming prominent. And this has also been experienced by me here in the last few days. Just as they criticize Prabhupada for being called Prabhupada, one godbrother has told me I should not be called Gurudev. You see, even though the GBC has authorized it, there's a GBC resolution. Spiritual master can be addressed as Gurudev. It's in GBC law. But he chastised me very strongly that I shouldn't allow my disciples to call me Gurudev. And today, right in the temple room, I was very strongly chastised by, some of you may have witnessed to this. My godbrother was very strongly chastising me for saying that I would take my disciples back to Godhead. He says, you're not back to Godhead. How you can take your disciples back to Godhead? I'm on my way back to Godhead, and I can take you with me. I'm on the way, I'm following Prabhupada, I'm going back to Godhead, and I'm taking you with me. He said, you can't, unless you're back to Godhead, you can't take anyone back to Godhead. But that's not true. If I'm on my way back to Godhead, I can take you with me. So he was very heavily chastised, yelling like that, yelling. He could have even hit me. He showed so much anger. That's how heavy it was. This is like an hour ago. This is a person who was posted on the internet of saying that those who are more realized, they left ISKCON. Those who are more realized left ISKCON. It's right there in his published statement on the internet. But Prabhupada said, if you leave ISKCON, you leave me. This is a person who fell down from sannyas and it left ISKCON. And he's saying those who left ISKCON, they're more realized than those who stayed in ISKCON. But Prabhupada said, if you leave ISKCON, you leave me. And he said, your love for me will be seen by how much you cooperate after my disappearance. So, my position, I'm simply a messenger. But this message I'm giving you will in fact deliver you. It's Prabhupada's message. I'm purely giving you the message of Srila Prabhupada. This message will deliver you. In that sense, I'm delivering you. Okay? It's not independently I'm delivering you. But by purely giving you the message of Srila Prabhupada, in that sense, I am delivering you, you see. But this person couldn't accept it. I told him, I'm just a messenger. He started yelling on that one too. I said, I'm just as much of a messenger as you are. And he started yelling on that point too, you see. That he, in other words, he thinking he's a very high, like it says here, he thinks he's a very high level on the, you see. He's qualified to be a messenger of Prabhupada, and I'm not. That was the move that he showed me. So there are such things in this movement, and I in the beginning, I actually met this person in the airport. We came through the airport at the same time. I encouraged my devotees, I'll be very respectful to him. So three of them went to his lecture, and he was saying things that very much confused them. I think those, you were there. Yeah. He was saying that Prabhupada never said that anybody could be a guru. He never ever said anybody could be a guru. But it's right there in the Veda base. On October 18th, Prabhupada is directly naming that his disciple, one of his disciples can be a guru, and there's a list of other disciples who can also be gurus. It's directly stated by Prabhupada. He wasn't in the room at the time, so he says the conversation didn't happen. This is ridiculous, you see. This is envy. It's envy. So there are people who are envious of me as a spiritual master. You have to be careful they don't break your faith in your spiritual master. There are envious people. And also in Lithuania, there's a person who was saying that that the other gurus say, just follow your nature. But Sankarshan's Das Adhikari says, follow the order of the guru. Therefore, he must be bogus. Because he says to follow the order of the spiritual master. So what is the meaning of guru if there's if you just do your own thing, do your own nature? What is the meaning of guru then? Guru means his order must be obeyed. Prabhupada very clearly says we have people who present themselves as big preachers who are preaching completely bogus philosophy. They're not representing Prabhupada's books at all. They say I'm a bogus guru because I tell my disciples to follow my instructions. How ridiculous can you get? My duty is to train you how to follow my instructions. That's how you become delivered from this material world. Anybody who tells you different, they're your enemy. You can be respectful to them, but they're kanishta adhikari. They are envious people. They are kanishtas. You can be respectful to them. At least they're chanting Hare Krishna. But such people, Prabhupada says, you should not keep them at a distance. Keep them at a distance. So, it's happened 2 days in a row. Night before last, yeah, and now this morning as well. So there are such envious people in our society. So one, be careful of them,
huh? When you had this accident, I said somebody is talking bad about
me. That was Madhavi's opinion. Somebody is talking bad about me when I had this accident. It was caused by somebody being very critical of me. That's her opinion. I can't verify that, but I can't deny it either. So what am I going to do now? Should I just kind of like hide under the bed? There are people criticizing me behind my back. There's talk against me. I can see it. So I just hide under the bed. No, I should become even more emboldened now. But actually, luckily, a godbrother, when he was in front of a very friendly godbrother of mine, pulled me away. He may have hit me if I'd stayed there. That's how heavy it was. He may have actually smashed me in the face. He's a very strong guy. He may have smashed me in the face.
It started becoming very heated. I went to get Gurudev out of the way. He said, "Get out of the way! Get out!"
He could have hit me. That's how heavy it was. He's a strong guy. He could have smashed me in the face. He could have punched me in the face.
It started becoming more violent.
That's how heavy it was. How heavy it was. So one godbrother got me by the elbow and pulled me away, and I took that as special mercy.
And then this devotee, the godbrother, who was bad, yelling and shouting and violent, becoming violent, he tried to tell this godbrother, but he ignored him totally. He just walked up and down, up and down, up and down, but he kept wanting to say something to him. He ignored him totally.
So anyway, there is opposition sometimes to those who are strongly preaching Krishna consciousness, spreading the movement all over the world. There is sometimes very strong envy and opposition against them. And it was so heavy during Prabhupada's time that the godbrothers in Mayapur were so envious of Prabhupada starting ISKCON, they hired gundas to physically attack the temple.
And this godbrother has that nature.
Someone might be hired to attack me at this point. I don't know. There may be some gundas hired to attack me here in Vrindavan. It's possible. So I have to be careful. Maybe I should have a bodyguard with me at all times now, to the rest of my time here. It's possible that somebody, I'm not saying it could happen, but it happened with Prabhupada's godbrother. They sent gundas to attack the temple. So maybe I should not walk alone anymore, just to be safe. Somebody can come every morning at 4:10 to walk me to Mangalarti.
Yes.
Somebody, a big, strong. Balaram Das, you look big and stout, strong. You can come. Be here at 4 o'clock every morning, 4:05, the latest, 4 o'clock. And so, I'm going to share with you some interesting thing that's coming out in tomorrow's thought for the day. It's an amazing quote from Prabhupada. It was written to my godbrother Saurabh Prabhu. Prabhupada said that one day you will be the leaders of the world. One day you will be the leaders of the world. He said, simply you have to act with sincerity and intelligence. He says it will not be difficult. Krishna will do everything. So just consider the power of that statement from Srila Prabhupada. Someday you will be a leader of the world. You see. But how do you do that? There's two things. You got to be sincere and you got to be intelligent. Prabhupada told Giriraj Maharaj the same thing. He said, Giriraj Das Brahmachari at the time, he called in his room, right before Prabhupada left, he said, do you think this movement will go on after I depart? He said, Prabhupada, as long as we're sincere, I'm sure we're going. Prabhupada said, no, he said, sincerity and intelligence. So we have to act sincerely and intelligently, both. Those two things are required. Be sincere, but don't be a dumbhead, you see. Don't be a space cadet, you see. Don't be stupid. You have to be intelligent also. You have to be sincere and you have to be intelligent. If we do these two things, if we're sincere and we're intelligent, Krishna will arrange that someday we will be the leaders of this planet. All the world leaders will look to us for guidance on how to run their countries, how to run their universities, etc., etc., etc. That day will come. When Prabhupada didn't say exactly when it would happen, but let's work to make it happen as soon as possible. That's what Prabhupada wants. So I want every one of you to be very sincere. I want every one of you to be very, very intelligent. Don't be stupid. Act intelligently and sincerely to manifest leadership qualities of giving Krishna to people. That's what it means to be a leader, to give Krishna. You see, a leader gives Krishna. That's what it means to be a leader, who gives Krishna to people. You see? It's stated in the Bhagavatam, 5th canto, one should not become a guru unless you can deliver Krishna. Unless you can deliver them deliver them from the cycle of birth and death, it's stated.
Dependence.
Yeah. Unless you can deliver your dependence from birth and death, you should not be a guru. So I was criticized for taking the position of guru, really. A guru means one who delivers his disciples back to God. That's the meaning of guru. And I was told, you can't do that. He's just saying, you can't be a guru because I say you can't be a guru. That's really all he was saying. You cannot be a guru because I say you cannot be a guru. That's what he's saying. That's the whole, that's actually what he's saying. I say you cannot be a guru, and that is, therefore you cannot be a guru. But who's he? Is he my spiritual master? My spiritual master ordered me to become a guru. Prabhupada personally encouraged me in writing that I could become a spiritual master. He even told me I could become Jagad Guru, I could aspire to be Jagad Guru, the spiritual master of a whole universe. Right there in the Vedabish, you can read it yourself. He said, you can aspire to be Jagad Guru, Prabhupada told me directly. Not only Guru, but Jagad Guru. Prabhupada told me I could aspire to become Jagad Guru, the deliverer of the whole world. He told me that directly, Srila Prabhupada. So if these people say, you know, you can't be a guru, then, who's my guru, you or Prabhupada? I also had a debate with the head of the Ritviks. And on the internet, there was a conference on PAMO, the initiations conference. And he was on it, I was on it, we had a debate. And the final point of the debate was, I said, Prabhupada encouraged me I could become a guru. You're telling me I cannot, so who should I follow, you or Srila Prabhupada? He couldn't say a word, you see. He says, oh, you should follow me. Obviously he's wrong. You should follow Prabhupada, again he's defeated, you see. So my duty as a disciple of Prabhupada is to follow his instructions. I'm criticized for telling you to obey the orders of the spiritual master, but that's what Prabhupada told me a guru means and what a disciple means. I'm training you exactly the way Prabhupada is teaching in his books. If you think there's something wrong with my preaching, read Prabhupada's books. Read the books. You'll see I'm preaching strictly according to Prabhupada's books. I'm not adding anything. I'm not subtracting anything. And if they don't like it, they should read the books. They should read the books. If they don't like the way I'm preaching, let them study the books scrutinizingly instead of going off on their own mental platforms.
Maybe they have some questions.
Any questions?
If they see us serving you and they attack us, what should our mood be towards them? If they start verbally attacking us as your disciple or Guru Mata,
disrespectfully walk away. Respectfully walk away. Don't hear blasphemy. If anyone's blaspheming your guru, In the scripture says you should cut out their tongue, but in this age we don't do that. That's in from previous ages. We don't do that in this age.
If you defeat them, if not, then you walk away.
If you're powerful enough to defeat them, do it. But we're not powerful enough. Some of these people are so heavy, don't even think about trying to defeat them. Depends. If you're able to defeat them, do it. But if there's any doubt, just walk away. I couldn't defeat this person today. Even your own spiritual master couldn't handle him. He's too heavy. And I was pulled away by a god brother. I wasn't taking his points. I was bringing points. I wasn't a wimp. When he told me that, he protested about my being a messenger of Prabhupada, and I wasn't. And I told him, "This is as much a messenger as you are. I'm not going to kowtow to some ridiculous nonsense. I have a duty. I'm just as much a messenger of Prabhupada as any of my godbrother or messenger of Srila Prabhupada. I don't say I'm better than them. I don't say that. But I say I have just as much of a right to be a messenger as they do. That's all I'm claiming. I have just as much a right to be Prabhupada's messenger as every one of my godbrothers has a right. I don't put myself on a higher pedestal than any of them. I have an equal right with every godbrother to be Prabhupada's messenger. You see, just because they didn't do this and that and this and that that they did doesn't mean. I also served in my own ways. I was a very very surrendered brahmachari, going on doing all kinds of austerities on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, taking all kinds of abuse also and tolerating him from other devotees. And I never left. So my qualification is that I have stuck with Prabhupada's movement. I'm stuck to his orders. I have no qualification, but my only qualification is I have stuck to the orders of Srila Prabhupada. I didn't leave ISKCON. I've stuck with Prabhupada's orders. So any other questions? Yeah.
I was reading Harishauri Prabhu diary.
Yeah, Harishauri's diary. Okay.
Prabhupada ir Prabhupada pasakė, aš noriu, kad mano visi mokiniai taptų dvasiniais mokytais ir turėtų tūkstančius mokinių.
Prabhupada told in this diary that I want that all my disciples become spiritual masters and has thousands of disciples.
That's right. That's right. He said, now we are 10,000, and then we will become 100,000, and then 1 million, and then 10 million. There will be no scarcity of acharyas. Prabhupada wanted 10 million acharyas. I'm being told I cannot be an acharya, but Prabhupada said he wanted 10 million acharyas. You see? So who are we going to listen to? Prabhupada, the envious people. You see? Yeah, a good point. Thank you for that point. Yeah.
Sakykit, aš aišku labai dėkinga mokytojui, kad taip atvirai, jūs sako, tas problemas, mes netampam stipresni, kai tai žinome. Ir ar galima tai vertinti, kad tai yra Krišnos lylos, ir ar galima tai pasakyti, ir ar čia tik tai tokie išbandymai yra mūsų mokytojui?
I'm very happy for this lecture, and I want to ask, is it some kind of this things is some kind of Krishna Lila or is it is just some kind of
No, it's not Krishna Lila. It's real envy. It's not just a pastime. It's real envy. It happened to Prabhupada, it's happening to me also. I mean, when it's not a Lila of Krishna when Gundas are sent to attack the our temple in Mayapur. It's not a Krishna Lila when they come to attack our temple. So, it's the material nature. It's not transcendental. It's Maya. It's mundane. But Prabhupada one time said this. He said, without strong opposition, there's no question of glorious victory. So I take this opposition to my preaching as a great blessing in one sense. That now, when you face opposition and you push through and you overcome that opposition, it becomes even more glorious. So in that sense, it's transcendental. In that sense, it's transcendental, but it's maya. To be envious and critical of a devotee who's preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world is not a lila. It's mundane. It's nonsense. Okay? But how we relate to it, that can be transcendental. You understand? We can relate to it in a transcendental way. This is Prabhupada. Does that make it sense? Okay. Anything else? Yeah.
Mokytos, kai mes va, mokiniai vienas kitam pavydim, arba pavyzdžiui, nu kaip pasakyti, kitiem mokiniam pavydim, tai mokytos visai pasakydavo, kad tai labai gerai, tai yra palanku, ta prasme, galim panaudoti Krišnos sąmonėje, tai va, čia tarsi kitoks požiūris į pavydą.
Sometimes you explain different opinion about envy than we are envy to each other disciples. You explain that this is transcendental envy.
Explain.
You explained that this is transcendental envy.
When spiritual envy.
And one should, what is spiritual envy?
And disciples was envy to each other.
There is such a thing as transcendental envy. Transcendental envy means you appreciate very much the other devotee and you want to try to be even more Krishna conscious than he is. Mundane envy is you want to put that person down. You know, you feel like smashing him in the face. You want to chastise and put him down. That's mundane envy, like I experienced this morning. Mundane envy. Spiritual envy means, oh, wow, you're doing such wonderful service. I like to, you're so, but to see you, just like an example I've given many times. You see, well, Braj Kishore plays the madanga so nicely. Wow, he's such a great madanga player. I feel so inspired by his madanga playing. I want to learn how to play even better than Braj Kishore. You see, that's transcendental envy. You see, you appreciate the person, but you think, learn how to play even better than him. That's transcendental envy. But you always appreciate him. You see. But mundane envy, you think, he doesn't know how to play madanga. Just see, he's really puffed up. He must be really puffed up of his madanga playing. He thinks he's hit some really cool beats. I'm sure he's really puffed up. You know, he's playing them out of passion and ignorance. He's not. That's mundane envy, you see. When you criticize, if you appreciate the person, you want to try to do better than them, that's transcendental envy. But when you find fault with them and say they're no good, that's mundane envy. Yeah. Yeah.
And what will be the person after his leaving body? No,
if someone is... What happens to an envious person when they leave their body? If someone has an envious attitude towards... has mundane envy in their heart, they won't go back to Godhead. They're not qualified in the spiritual realm. They'll take birth again until they get free of that mundane envy. Mundane envy will disqualify one from going back to Godhead. They'll have to take birth again until they can get free from that tendency to envy. Yeah. A devotee is a non-envious well-wisher of all living beings. That is a devotee. Anyone who has envy in their heart, that's a non-devotee nature which will keep them caught up in karma chakra until they overcome that tendency. Yeah.
I wanted to ask how we can develop this strong intelligence, that proper intelligence that we can guide people in proper way.
By studying the books and sincerely chanting Hare Krishna, studying the books and learning from devotees, find devotees who are intelligent and learn from them. Just like Guru Mataji is very intelligent, you see. She knows what's practical in this situation, that situation. Learn from those who are more intelligent than you in terms of practical dealings.
And also, in Bible it is said that I think Jesus says like this, that if someone throws you rock, throws into your... jeigu kažkas į tave meta akmenį, kai tu pamokslauji, tai galit iš jūs...
Tu pasakyk viską.
Tai jeigu kažkas meta į tave akmenį, kai tu pamokslauji, reiškia, tavo pamokslavimas yra sėkmingas.
If you find a position, if someone is throwing rocks to you, it means you are successful.
In preaching.
In preaching.
That's right. That's why they are envious.
So my question is...
Yeah, the fact is, previously nobody ever criticized me at all. But now I've become a big preacher.
Because
now I've got 200 disciples, it's growing. You know, I 25 people joined my e-course yesterday, you know. The more you become successful, the more they become envious.
Most thing, what happened is, like, mostly that your Vyasa Puja was bigger than anybody.
Yes.
Yeah. Vyasa
Puja was great success.
They couldn't tolerate seeing that how the Lithuanian devotees and you all put on Vyasa Puja. They became very envious.
Very, very. That has become more like...
It's too much for them.
He started with the same thing about Vyasa Puja.
Huh?
Today he started was with the Vyasa Puja.
Yeah, my initiation lecture, he said. The initiation lecture, which is on Vyasa Puja Day. He criticized me for the initiation lecture. I was promising to take my disciples back to Godhead. Actually, that is my commitment. It's stated that stated in the Bhagavatam. The guru, unless you can deliver them back to Godhead, you should not become a guru. So he's criticizing me for doing my duty as a guru. It's my duty to take you back to Godhead. And I guarantee you, because I'm giving you Prabhupada's teachings purely, if you follow me, you will go back to Godhead. I guarantee it. And he's telling me I can't do that. It's complete rubbish. It's just his envious nature that he makes such statement. Complete rubbish. Total rubbish. Absolute, complete rubbish. The stool in the rubbish. Yeah.
Why he doesn't get reactions for this?
What is the point?
Why doesn't they get reactions?
Oh, I guarantee you. Anybody who offends a voter, he gets his reaction. Sooner or later, he will get a reaction. Unless he overcomes the offense he committed, he definitely will get a reaction. I guarantee you. Guaranteed.
Previously, he must have heard some devotees pride, out of pride. He has lost his sannyas and lost his... he left the movement. So that is our worst reaction. What else he wants?
Yeah?
How not to get involved in politics in this situation for us, and how to continue, how to remain in bhakti level, not in politics level.
How to remain?
In the bhakti level, not in politics.
Just by being respectful to everyone, you say, well, okay, they have different opinions. But I respect them anyway. So I respect them as devotees. Actually, this, I don't want to get too specific, but... if some devotee is critical of your spiritual master, you should see the good. Well, he's wrong on that point, but in other ways, he's on great service.
Avoid anybody who criticizes the spiritual master. You need to avoid them.
Yeah, avoid their association. But within your heart, you respect them. Prabhupada answers your question in the Bhagavatam. If somebody is an envious person, you don't mix with them intimately, but you respect them within your heart. That's what you have to do. You respect all of them. They're serving Prabhupada's mission in their own way, according to their own feelings and realization.
You don't go to hear them?
You don't need to go hear their lectures. You don't need to go hear their lectures. Those who are envious, it's better not to hear their lectures. Because they'll inject poison in their lectures. You can respect them, but don't mix with them and don't hear from them. Yeah.
Sakykit, ar tiesa, jeigu kritikuoji kitą dvasinį mokytį, tai tas pats, kas kritikuoji savo dvasinį mokytoją, arba Prabhupada, galima sakyti.
Is it true that if we criticize some spiritual master, it is the same as we criticize our spiritual master?
Well, it depends. I mean, I criticize Maharishi Mahesh Yogi because he's a bogus guru. I was initiated by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, but he's a bogus. I criticizing him doesn't is actually good for my relationship with Prabhupada.
So I can ask her. What is if the spiritual master says something the true about some god brothers? So do you think that your spiritual master is criticizing him?
Another point is this.
Huh? Wait.
Aš kalbu dabar ne apie savo dvasinį mokytoją, bet pavyzdžiui, būna, kad galiu aš išpirkuoti kitą dvasinį mokytoją. Aš apie save kalbu.
I'm speaking not about dissertation, but in case if myself will start to criticize some other spiritual master in this case.
Okay. You should not criticize. You should offer respect to all.
I'll give you an example. One female disciple of mine in India, you know, she wanted to become my disciple, and the local leader, who happens to be an initiating guru, said, "Why do you want to get initiated by an American? Like there was something wrong, you know, you got to have an Indian guru." And completely against our philosophy. He criticized her for wanting to get initiated by a guru from America. You should get an Indian guru. Like an Indian guru is superior to an American guru. Actually, he told her like that. And but she didn't hear him, and she went and took initiation from me. I don't want to name who it is, but there's that kind of. So, what should you think about that guru? Well, he's obviously misrepresenting our philosophy, but I still respect him for the service he's doing. If somebody's misrepresenting the philosophy, you should know that. Not that you should be blind. You have to be intelligent enough to see who's preaching the philosophy as it is and who's preaching bogus philosophy. You have to be intelligent enough to know the difference by reading Prabhupada's books carefully. At the same time, you should sincerely appreciate all the devotees for the sacrifice they made for Prabhupada, even if they sometimes are wrong in their preaching. Yeah?
Nu, čia gal mano spekuliacija, iš tikrųjų, nu, Prabhupados nurodymas buvo, kad visi skaitytų jo knygas. Nu, turėkim tokią prielaidą, kad visi skaito Prabhupados knygas. Tai kodėl tiek yra nesutarimų, kodėl tiek yra skirtingų nuomonių?
Prabhupada told everyone to read his books, and most of the devotees are doing this, but why is so many different opinions?
Most of the devotees are not reading all of Prabhupada's books. Very few devotees are reading all of Prabhupada's books. That's a fact. I took a survey in one big temple in South India where there was 300 brahmacharis. I said, "How many of you read all of Prabhupada's books?" Only one devotee raised his hand out of 300. These are brahmacharis living in the temple full time. There was only two people in that room who had read all of Prabhupada's books, myself and that brahmachari. Now there's another one who's reading. Now there's another brahmachari who's gotten inspired, so there'll be three of us in that. There, who?
I want to say, reading is something, and doing, taking out something what I like, and twist it into and present a new philosophy. That is also there.
So one has to read submissively the books with a view to a completely open mind. It's okay, Prabhupada, I don't know anything. You please enlighten me. That mood is we have to come. Not that I have my agenda and I want to use Prabhupada's arguments to support my agenda. No. You completely open-minded, whatever. I'm just a humble nobody. I don't know anything. Prabhupada knows everything. I just read my books and let Prabhupada enlighten me with transcendental knowledge. In that mood, we have to study all the books. If one does that, you'll come to a perfect understanding of Krishna consciousness. Vaishnava Siddhanta will be clearly understood by such a person.
Yes, it's very sad, you know. A devotee who, what is that? Yasya Deve, Parabhakti, Yata Deve, Tata Guru. You get the deep meaning of the philosophy, not that something bogus out of it.
Yasya Deve, Parabhakti, Tata Deve, Tata Guru, Tasya Ite Ketita Hirta Prakashante Mahatmanaha. Only unto those who have unflinching faith in their Guru and in Krishna are the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. So that's why I'm having this class today. Because it's my duty to see that each one of you has unflinching faith in Krishna and unflinching faith in your spiritual master. Because if you don't, you will never understand this philosophy. Not in 10 million lifetimes will you understand this philosophy. Unless you have unflinching faith in your guru and in Krishna. That's what the scriptures say. Shvita Shvatara Upanishad, chapter 6, text 23. I'm just stating what's in the books. That's all. But Prabhupada has given us.
That's why if you don't have that full faith, you will never understand the scripture even if you read 100 times.
Any other questions? Yeah.
What can we do as your disciples to ensure you and Guru Mata's safety and well-being for the rest of your visit here? What can, how can we serve you even more now that this has come to light?
Well, you can be here at 4 o'clock every morning. That's the first thing. To walk me to the temple. And then and somebody should come back with me as well. When I come back from Mangalarti. Yeah. And when I go for the greeting also, at 7:10, somebody should be here to accompany me. When I come back, somebody should stick with me. I need one person to be a bodyguard, basically, every time I go out. Guru Mata is not in danger. You need a bodyguard too, you think?
Krishna is my bodyguard. Whatever is going to happen, will happen.
You can stick with me. You can be my bodyguard. In case somebody attacks me, yeah, physically, yeah.
They should have some stick or something in their hand.
You should have a. You can use my stick. You can carry my stick with you, just in case. Carry that. You carry my stick.
When such things was happening, then Goswami Maharaj used to keep a gunman.
I remember my godbrother, he was under attack from some envious persons. At the Ratha Yatra, his disciples had guns during the Ratha Yatra festival. They brought revolvers. They had guns, just in case. They said nothing happened, but it was just a precaution. They had guns, pistols, during the Ratha Yatra festival. Because there was some person who was being very, very envious and very, very blasphemous against him at that time.
Gurudev, when you go in front of the altar, that is only for Maharaj. So can we also come with you?
No.
Sometimes they go, do.
Because I have seen Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, when he goes, three disciples, one left, one right, and one behind. Mm. And anybody comes in front, they just tell him to go aside.
So maybe I should bring Balaram with me for the darshan also. Yeah, you come with me for the darshan as well. Yeah. And you can bring the stick in also. Bring the stick in. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you safe in other countries? Just in India you are safe. In other countries you are more safe. Nobody.
What is it?
In other countries.
No, it's more mellow in Lithuania. Lithuania is more mellow. Yeah.
Iš tikrųjų, bet aš manau, kad mes visi čia dabar atvažiavom į šitą Indiją, Vrindavaną, į Vrindavaną, kad tikrai sustiprėtų mūsų tikėjimas Guru Krishna. Ir sakykite, bet aš tikiu, kad tikrai priklausau paramparai. Ar tai yra tikėjimas dvasinių mokytojų?
We came here to Vrindavan to strengthen our faith, and I have a faith that I depend to,
belong.
I belong to parampara. It is a faith to Guru.
What is it?
I didn't get it.
She said that I have faith that I belong to parampara.
Parampara.
Yeah.
It is a faith to Guru?
Yes, yes. Your guru is a representative of parampara. He is the current link for you in the parampara system. So faith in guru, faith in parampara, same thing. Yeah. I'm just a messenger of the parampara. That's all I am. I'm nothing but a messenger of the parampara. So that's what I am. I'm parampara das. I am the servant of the parampara to help you be connected with the parampara.
I think you need to take breakfast so that we can go to the doctor.
Okay, so we'll stop here.
9:30, you will be there.
And we'll stop here, and we thank you all very much for your dedication to Srila Prabhupada and to the parampara system. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Gurudev ki jai.